From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraqi special forces have battled their way into Mosul city limits, seizing control of state television facilities Tuesday. Lieutenant Ali Abdul Karim said once an area is encircled, they block any entries and exits to keep suicide bombers away, and then search houses, buildings, and factories for Islamic State fighters and freeing families. The two-week Iraqi offensive has captured surrounding villages and approaches the city from different directions to cut off escape routes by IS defenders. U.S. Coalition spokesman Colonel John Dorian said they're being boxed in with few options.
If Daesh stand and fight, they're going to be killed. There's no question about that. If they run, they'll either be captured or killed. They're not going to be allowed to escape. They've done terrible things to the people that are in Mosul, and the Iraqi security forces are not going to let them stay.
Meanwhile, UN Human Rights spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani says it appears IS defenders are trying to use civilians as human shields.
We urge parties to the conflict to ensure that international law is strictly observed, in particular the principles of distinction, proportionality, and precaution in attack. All feasible precautions must be taken to avoid and minimize the loss of civilian lives and injury to civilians.
Special U.S. Anti-Terror Envoy Brett McGurk told VOA he's optimistic about the Mosul operation. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari met with Niger Delta officials as a way to end a wave of attacks on the country's oil pipelines. Representatives of the militant group claiming most of the attacks, the Niger Avengers, were not present. Regional leaders demand the army pull out of the region and spend more on development. This is VOA News. Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump rallied supporters Tuesday in states seen as crucial in the final week before the November 8 election. Clinton made three campaign stops Tuesday in Florida. She was touted as the best choice by President Obama.
These are not equal candidates. There's only one who's actually worthy of your vote, who is smart, who is steady, who is tested, whose heart is in the right place, who is probably the most qualified person ever to run for this office, and that is Hillary Clinton.
Trump campaigned in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. He said electing Hillary Clinton, who has been the object of investigations into how she used a computer to send and receive email while Secretary of State, could be a problem for the country.
And this is your one chance to change it. It's your one chance. I don't think you're going to have another chance, folks. We have an election coming up. You're not going to have another chance. In 4 years, you can forget it. If she were to be elected, it would create an unprecedented constitutional crisis.
National opinion surveys show a tightening race in the closing days of the campaign. A UN inquiry found that peacekeepers failed to respond appropriately to an attack on civilians during violence involving South Sudanese troops at a Juba hotel in July. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric said civilians were subjected to and witnessed gross human rights violations.
The special investigation found that UNMISS did not respond effectively to the violence due to an overall lack of leadership, preparedness, and integration among the various components of the mission. The special investigation also found that command and control arrangements were inadequate, while peacekeepers maintain a risk-adverse posture.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon expressed alarm by what he called the serious shortcomings mentioned in the report. He replaced the UNMISS force commander. Pope Francis entered 2 days in Sweden with a mass Tuesday for the country's tiny Catholic community. The main purpose of his trip, an ecumenical gathering with Lutherans to kick off commemorations for next year's 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation. Chinese state media say 33 coal miners trapped underground in a gas explosion in southwest China since Monday have been found dead. Two escaped alive. An investigation is underway. Poor ventilation and insufficient and malfunctioning equipment may have played a role. A report by the Australian Transport Safety Bureau said Wednesday that the ill-fated Malaysian Airlines MH370 Boeing 777 appeared to have gone out of control when it plunged into the ocean. Its disappearance remains an aviation mystery. The National League champion Chicago Cubs, once down 3-1 in the best of 7 World Series, have evened the series 3 games apiece. They routed the American League champion Cleveland Indians late Tuesday, 9-3, the decisive Game 7 to be played in Cleveland Wednesday. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.